What's up, Liron here. Welcome to another episode of my daily podcast. Thank you so much for joining, for tuning in. Today I had a bit of an interesting day because I was a bit under the weather yesterday. I was really sneezy. My nose was runny. Today I feel a little better. I had a doctor's appointment that wasn't even related to me being sick or sneezed. But in any case, I'm finally better and it's good because I had to post a new YouTube video today. I actually had to film it, edit it, and post it today. It's about the topic I talked to you about yesterday of how realistically should you paint, how much should you change, should you stay loyal to the reference. So that's the kind of thing I covered in today's video, and it's going to be out soon on YouTube. Aside from that, a bit disappointed, and this episode is going to be more of a vlog. I don't have too much of an interesting main update today, maybe just one topic about music and painting. But in any case, I wasn't really able to paint yet, and it's already 6:15 p.m., so I hope I can get to start painting soon. Just because I was working on so many stuff and the doctor thing wasted like 3 hours of my day, which is a bit annoying, but whatever. Tomorrow I'm going to start fresh really early in the morning. But in any case, so I hope to start painting soon. What I wanted to just talk briefly about was the whole concept of music and painting and drawing simultaneously. This is something funny. So during my history in painting and drawing and making art, there are times where I would listen to music. There are times where I wouldn't really listen to music. Sometimes I listen to podcasts, videos, interviews, stuff like that. Things that you can do while working. And it felt like one of the perks for me of being able to paint and create while enjoying my favorite music, my favorite podcasts. But the thing is, then I watched a video that said that you shouldn't listen to music while drawing, and it was very interesting. I didn't take it at face value. I actually went ahead and did some testing. It is interesting because what I found was that most of the time when I don't listen to music, I am a little more immersed in the process, the painting process, the drawing process, whatever it is, and the art does turn out a little better, okay? So there is something to it. But on the other hand, the rest of the times, I would just not enjoy it as much. And sometimes there's something about music that, you know, makes you bounce, makes you vibe with it. You enjoy the beat, you enjoy the words, whatever it is, it makes you feel good. And that good feeling is something that actually really, how would I say this, positively influence my art making process. So I actually enjoy doing that. I actually enjoy bobbing to the beat as I paint. It actually adds some kind of a swagger that my paintings don't always have. Okay, when I do that, it actually helps improve the artwork in some ways. It can potentially take away from your focus, but it's not that bad, I would say. I think it could be very beneficial if you do it wisely, I would say. So I'm alternating between listening to music, not listening to music, and I'm trying, giving this a try. Sometimes I just know that I'll be too bored not listening to music in the background. I don't know why. It's not that I don't enjoy painting, and I'm actually really immersed in the process, but still, sometimes I need that background noise, even if you will. And I'm the kind of person who likes to have audio accompanying him. So when I wash the dishes, I have to listen to something, either music or podcast or learn something new. When I'm going somewhere, you know, I like to always have a voice in my head, basically. It's like, I don't know if it's the constant addiction to stimulation or whatever that may be, but I just know I really enjoy it. So in any case, this is what I wanted to talk to you about today, and I want to direct this question to you. What's your experience? Do you find that music enhances your creativity? Does it take away from it? Does it hurt your focus when you're painting or drawing or creating something? I'm really curious to know. So let me know by sending me a voice message using the Anchor app. You can actually now send voice messages using Instagram as well. So that's pretty nice. And let me know what you think. Let me know your thoughts. You can contact me on Instagram at LironYanIL. That's LironYanIL. I hope that comes through nicely because my voice is still very much sneezed, the sneezed version of my voice. And what else? Yeah, this is it. I really hope to hear from you. And with that being said, take care. And I will talk to you again in another episode real soon.